This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Friday, April 5th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. Rose Hulman Institute of Technology celebrated its sesquicentennial on Thursday, which included the unveiling of the school's new 10-year strategic plan. Dubbed Advancing by Design, the plan focuses on several themes, including placing a greater emphasis on entrepreneurship, innovation, and discovery. President Robert Koons.
Many of our employers, even the larger employers, are looking for graduates that think entrepreneurially. Education of Engineers is really focused on problem solving and creating strong problem solvers that understand the tools available to solve the world's problems in a variety of fields. And entrepreneurial thinking helps create opportunities to do it beyond the traditional scope and scale of what an engineering curriculum is originally designed to do.
The other themes include sustainability, preparing students for a global and diverse society, and increasing the affordability and value of Rose Hulman education. A nearly 70,000 square foot community center currently under construction in Rush County now has a name. The $20 million facility, which is being developed at a former Walmart site, will be known as the Love Community Center, presented by Jay and Christy Love. The name is in recognition of the couple, which made a seven-figure donation that serves as the lead gift of a capital campaign for the continued operation of the facility through the Rush County Community Foundation. Work on the community center began last September. The 50,000 square foot Walmart building is being redeveloped to bring a number of social services and recreational amenities under one roof, including the Rushville Public Library, the Rush County Senior Center, and the Rush County Community Assistance Food Pantry. Technology firm Made Labs LLC recently moved into its headquarters from suburban Chicago to Fishers, and the company says it anticipates adding 5 to 10 new employees by the end of the year. President Nicholas Barger and Vice President Adam Broadbent co-founded Made Labs in 2018. Barger moved to Fishers from Chicago area last year, while Broadbent lives in the Lansing, Michigan area. Made Labs serves software as a service companies and does everything from building software products for clients to helping them integrate or modernize their existing products. The company targets clients that operate in high compliance industries in which process documentation is important. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Indianapolis-based Riley Children's Health this week marked the opening of its new pediatric primary care office in Fishers. The new office opened with two Riley Children's pediatricians and two more expected to come on board later this year. The office, located on Allisonville Road, just south of 116th Street, provides routine primary care services, including both well child and sick visits, immunizations, and sports physicals. The University of Evansville has announced the Southwest Indiana Regional competitors in the annual Innovate Within High School Pitch Competition. 10 student teams will compete in the regional event on April 15th with the chance to advance to the state finals in June. The Innovate Within program is organized by the Indianapolis-based Started Up Foundation. First place winners in the state competition will receive $25,000 in seed funding towards their business and $10,000 each in a 529 college savings account. Additionally, the University of Evansville is offering a $16,000 renewable scholarship for up to 4 years for the winners of the regional competition that advance to the state finals. Republican gubernatorial candidate Curtis Hill will no longer stand trial next week for the controversy that cost him his last elected office. IIB's Alex Brown has more.
A judge on Wednesday afternoon vacated jury proceedings in the civil battery lawsuit against Hill. Although Marion Superior Court Judge Patrick Dietrich called off the jury trial, a settlement has not been reached, Hill's campaign said Thursday. The court order said the move came, quote, upon consultation with the party's respective counsel and the mediator, end quote, but provided no other details. Four women, three legislative staffers, and a former state lawmaker accused Hill of groping them at a 2018 post-session party. He was then Indiana's Attorney General. Prior to Wednesday's abrupt order, Dietrich was moving forward with the trial. It was set to begin Monday and run 5 days. Hill said in written comments, quote, our campaign remains focused on sharing our message with Hoosier voters and highlighting our proven conservative record. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
America's employers delivered another outpouring of jobs in March, adding 303,000 workers to their payrolls and bolstering hopes that the economy can vanquish inflation without succumbing to a recession in the face of high interest rates. Friday's report from the Labor Department also showed that the unemployment rate dipped from 3.9% to 3.8%. The jobless rate has now come in below 4% for 26 straight months, the longest such streak since the 1960s. The government also revised up its estimate of job growth in January and February by a combined 22,000. Indiana University President Pamela Witten is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond, available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.